We now join the Phil Henry Show in progress.
I don't understand what the problem is.
I have to let you know we're on the air right now.
We're on the air on what? On the Henry Show?
On Phil's podcast, yes.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to John Jerryman, a very dear friend of mine. John is in a bathtub.
I'm taking a bath, and I didn't know that I was going to be going on a pro. I need this bath, okay, because I stink. We had a very hard workout, and we did a lot of dancing. We were doing, well, Jerry was there, and we were doing the Blue, Green, Blue. And we were also doing the song that we're talking about.
I understand. There's no problem. We have a lot of people on this program that are in the bathtub at times.
All right, well, good, because I need this bath, and we're on the air right now.
Yes, we're talking to Phil's audience now.
All right, I think they'll understand that. I came out of a theater, ladies and gentlemen. I was doing a dance rehearsal for a play called Rude in Green, and it's a wonderful musical, and we were doing a very vigorous dance steps. We were doing the sort of a... I can't really describe it, but we were all over that stage. And to be honest with you, dude, Christ, I stink. Excuse my language.
Yes, we understand that you don't smell good.
No, I don't. This dance routine, so I stink to high heaven. That's why I'm in the bathtub. But please forgive me.
All right, but we've got to get back to this song that you wanted to do on Phil's show, and one that is in this Rude in Green. Is that the name of the play?
Rude in Green, yes.
All right. And the song's called You Blue Who.
Yes, and I understand that this is considered filthy, but the song is... Can I explain the song?
Go ahead.
The song was written by my very dear friend, Sidney Honkin, and Sidney was stationed overseas. He was in love with this beautiful girl he met in Singapore, and she died literally in his arms from pneumonia. And as a way of honoring her, and the sort of traditional fractured English... that people from around the world, especially the Far East, speak. The song is called Who Blew You, and it's about her looking at him as she was literally dying and saying, are you blue? You know, who's blue, you? But it came out, Who Blew You? And I guess you're having a problem.
All right, here's what you need to explain, first of all. Did this girl actually talk that way?
No, she spoke perfect English, according to Sidney, but in order for the dramatic feel of the song, you see. Yeah.
All right, you know that that song, the title of that song, Who Blew You, sounds like...
It sounds like it's oral sex, right? It sounds like she's... did you get a blowjob? Excuse my language.
Yeah, we're on with on Phil's show, and I will tell you right now that people are going to have a problem with the song. Did you say you wanted to sing this?
It's just as a tribute to Sidney and this young lady that he fell in love with. Her name was Crystal, and she was a native of Hong Kong, and it went like this. It went, who blew you? I'm not blue. Who blew you? Me no blue. Me happy I met you. Who blew you? Me no blue. See?
All right. Phil's here.
Who?
Phil.
Oh, okay. Hi, Phil.
How you doing, John? So, why are we talking about this?
This is a song...
Oh, if you wouldn't let me mark it. It's a song, Phil, that's going to be at a new musical rehearsing at the Mainline Theater called Rude in Green. And it's about some sailors who are... It's almost an update of On the Town, you know, the one with Frank Sinatra and...
Oh, the three sailors who are dancing through New York.
Yeah, yeah. These are guys that are dancing through the Far East. They're dancing. They're American sailors. It's a throwback. Well, the song is called Who Blew You because it's based on a real love affair that my friend Sidney Honkin had with this young lady by the name of Crystal. She was, as I said, she was Chinese. And this young lady died of pneumonia. He was in the room with her when she died. It's a very, very tragic story.
This is true.
Yeah, that's a true story, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, he wrote a song in honor of her called Who Blew You. She looked up at him as she was sick, and she said, don't be blue. I love you, you know.
But what I overheard...
You just sounded like you're a motorboat, Phil. You went, but. Huh? What do you think about that?
That's great.
I just noticed that. Anyway, go ahead.
Garrett, he's in the bathtub, too.
I can hear that, yes.
Yeah, I'm taking a bath, Phil. I did a dance routine at the theater tonight, Phil, and I stink like an open sewer. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's fine. Go ahead and take a bath.
You're laughing?
No, I'm not. All right, if I got the story right here, the song is Who Blew You, and it's about her asking him, "Don't be who's blue, you?"
Yes, yes.
Well, why not call it that?
Because she was Asian, And he fractured the language to make it sound like she was talking, who blew you? Me no blue, you know?
Yeah, but she spoke perfect English, right?
Yeah, she did. But this is, in other words, this is a poetic license to give you the feel, you know, of the Far East and the young sailors that traveled there and fell in love with these very exotic locales. So the song goes, you want me to sing it?
Go ahead.
Who blew you? I know blue. Now, just if I can interrupt, this is a very energetic dance routine. Even though the song is almost ballad-like, we are dancing like crazy. Our legs are moving. We're swirling around the stage, but it's a very slow song. So you can well imagine about 30 dancers, half of us are dressed like sailors, and the other half there are Asian actresses, and we're swirling around the stage, running, diving, lots of different moves. But the song goes, who blew you? Me no blue. You no blue too. When me blue, I think of you. Who blew? You, not you. See?
Right. And that's great. And you also know that the song has this the title is, I wouldn't even say it's suggestive.
Sunshine. Hold on, Phil. Look, who blew you? If your mind is, seriously, if your mind is in a sewer, you're going to think about somebody asking you, who'd you get the you-know-what from?
Yeah, if my mind's in the sewer.
Well, Phil, yes, because the song is a love song.
I got that, John, but even if I know it's a beautiful love song, the title, Who Blew You, is, look, man, you can do whatever you want. It's your play. You've sung the song twice now.
But hold on for a minute. It's very romantic, okay?
We've got a number of people who want to hear it.
Get some people on line three. Hi.
Yeah, we want to hear the song. That sounds good. Hi, John. This is Derek from Flavern. Hi, Derek. And we'd love to hear your song.
All right. Go ahead and sing it.
Well, it says, who blew you? I know blue. Who blew you? When I blew you, you smiled. When you blew who, you frowned. Who blew you? I blew you. That day in town. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
Oh, well, hold on for a minute. Now the lyrics are, who blew who? I blew you. What does that mean?
Meaning, I blew you. I'm blue. And and she's asking him, are you blue? Who blew you? Same thing. Okay?
Well, all right, but through... Okay. I mean, you know, it's your play. Margaret asked me to review this.
Well, we thought, Phil, with your experience, you know, in show business...
We thought, yes, your vast experience in... show business.
You guys being smartasses now?
Well, a little bit, but I mean, we wanted you to review it in terms of the content.
Yeah, Mr. Henry Cecilia, I do respect your opinion.
Well, I'm telling you right now, with lyrics like, I blew you, who blew you, it sounds like oral sex.
Well, all right, that I wasn't expecting that criticism. I wanted you to critique the melody, I wanted you, yes, to critique the lyrics, but not the lyrical intent. Remember, this is a ballad that is being sung while we, the dancers, are running around the stage so fast and at such a breakneck speed that when I got off the stage and I got home, I stunk like an open sewer. Okay?
All right. So you exerted a lot of energy. General Shaw's here.
Yes, sir. Look at John. John, it's General Shaw.
Yes, General.
All right, look. Who blew you? I blew you. You blew me. Everything in this song... sounds like it's about getting a blowjob. Excuse my language.
All right. I thought you guys were a lot smarter than that, and I thought you were a lot more adult than that.
Bud, what do you think?
I got to tell you, Mr. Jerryman, I do respect you, and I do have known you. And
What do you think, Bud?
When you say, who blew you, I'm thinking that the guy looks like he just got a blowjob.
Oh, man.
Well, John, you asked the opinions. You're getting them.
I know, but I thought you guys had your... I thought you had your stuff together a lot better than that.
Well, I'm sorry if we don't.
Well, just listen one more time. Remember, this is a ballad.
I know, and there's a lot of energetic dancing.
Yes, okay. Who blew... See, she's laying there. She's dying. She's dying, Phil. And she's saying to him, don't be blue. I love you. And see what I'm saying?
Right, and she's saying it through the kind of fractured traditional English that we hear some Asian people speak.
That's right, Phil. It's not... She speaks perfect English in the play.
Then why not have her sing it in perfect English?
Because then it does. The song doesn't work. Oh, God.
Go ahead. Go on. I'm sorry.
All right. So who blew you? I know blue. You blew you. Who blew you? I blew you, you blew me, we blew. See? All right, now, Margaret, now he's laughing.
Bill, I told John that you wouldn't laugh.
Of course I'm going to laugh, sir, at those lyrics.
I don't laugh at them at all. This, listen, I'd like to just tell your audience, the play is called Rude and Green. It'll be at the Mainway Playhouse in Philadelphia in a month. And it stars myself, John Jerryman. Margaret, are you going to...
Yes, I'm going to do a cameo.
Okay. What song are you singing?
Yeah, Who Blew You? Fuck both.
Margaret, come on.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't blame her, Mr. Henry. This has been, you know, it's difficult to sort of talk seriously with you people.
Hey, John, don't give me that, okay? You know the lyrics of that song. Who blew you? You blew who?
Look at this guy. Hey, Billy, I'm talking to this retard in L.A., okay?
Thank you very much, John Jerryman. Next time that guy comes on, you tell me first, bud.
Sorry, Ms. Gray said it was cleared.
I told Bud it was cleared by you.
Why'd you say that?
Because you cleared it.
I did.
Yes, you did, last night.
All right, sorry. I just, you know...
I went in on this. I brought him on to sing that song, all right, and to give it a fair review. Now, I told him already that I thought the lyrics, you blew you and who blew you, I told him I thought it sounded suggestive. He said, no, this is a girl. He's singing the song.
Yeah, yeah, she sings in fractured English, and she's a, you know, he was playing that up. But yet in the play itself, she speaks perfect English.
Yes.
So what sense does that make?
Because it sounds romantic that way.
Who blew you? What are you doing?
This is the alert that I sent to David G. Hall.
The alert you sent?
Here, I got David on the line.
Oh, come on, will you, bud?
I got David on the line. God damn.
I haven't talked to David in a while. David, are you over at Ted's?
Yeah, I'm at Ted's right now, Phil. I'm having a baseball stink. Okay, here's my read on this, all right? You've been doing your podcast. I haven't been on with you for a long time because I didn't want to interrupt and rein in your parade and rein you in terms of your creativity. And I agree with you. When somebody is singing, who blew you? You blew me. You know, you might as well just sing, you blew me and I blew you in return. But then that sounds gay, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what I suggest you do is just let Jerryman, did he already do his thing?
Yeah, he was on here and I threw him off.
He was already there.
Yes, David, we called you late.
Well, what? Oh, my God. Hey, Phil, Ted Bell. David's over here having a baseball stick. You went, don't mind, Ted, I'm talking to Phil. And, oh, my God, he grabbed my phone. Yeah. Phil, let's just be... Next time this happens, call me first.
I didn't even know this was going to happen, okay? All I know is that it doesn't matter to me, okay? We're doing a podcast. There's no FCC consideration here in terms of decency.
No, but there's a consideration in terms of decency with me, okay? Me? You know, you remember me, don't you?
Yes, of course.
All right. And when you got a guy on there singing, I blew you, you blew me, the whole thing sounds rather homoerotic.
It's a guy singing. No, it's a woman singing to a guy.
That's so he says. I don't know. What is Jerryman's... Is Margaret there?
Yes.
What's Jerryman's orientation? Is he gay?
He most certainly is not, and he'd find that very insulting.
I don't know if you got a guy on there saying, I blew you.
Those are not the lyrics. It's who blew you.
What?
Okay, David, we get it. I will run this stuff.
Listen to you. You sound like a car that nobody can start.
David G. Hall, our vice president. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
No, and you hung up on him.
I did, yes, and I will probably pay the price for doing that. So why did we have him on?
John Jerryman and Sidney Hunkin wrote the play, Rude and Green, and it's going to be debuting next week.
In Philadelphia.
Yes, and John wanted to come on and sing one of the songs because the song was unusual.
Right, he was saying that they're...
Says the dancers are going like a bat out of hell, but it's a ballad.
Yes. And as he told you, he got off the rehearsal more than a half hour ago, back to his apartment.
I thought he was living in a senior center.
Well, he is, but it's the apartment in the senior center.
Okay.
And he said he smelled like a goat that had been rolling around in you-know-what. Okay.
Which it tells me what?
That he was working his ass off, Phil.
All right, I appreciate that. You're asking me my opinion.
Yes, John respects your opinion.
Okay, John... The song has all kinds of double entendre. I think people are going to laugh before they find it. Is it supposed to be romantic?
What do you think, Phil?
I don't know.
Yes, of course it is.
All right. You got somebody singing, Who Blew You? I Blew You. I got to tell you, people are going to laugh before they do anything else.
Yeah, that's what I think of you.
That was very mature, Margaret.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go back to Ted's here in a few minutes. Easter is ahead. That means Tedster. That means the Easter Ted. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the when they paint an egg with his face.
Okay. We'll talk to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about Tedster right after this.
Who blew you? I blew me. Oh, hi, everyone. This is John Jerryman, and I'm practicing my new song for Rude and Green, the new play that will be produced in Philadelphia inside of a month. But I'd like to tell you about a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You get that backstage pass, and you'll be the happiest person on earth because you'll have 60,000 hours of great comedy, great digital entertainment, great podcasts, home movies. There'll also be video cast. There's also, of course, the pre-show, and there's the post-show video log, and a number of other wonderful, wonderful things to behold. Even though Mr. Henry made a monkey out of me just a few minutes ago and basically kept me from finishing my bath because I stink like something that... because I stink like something that lives in a garbage can. In a garbage can. That's how I smell after dancing that hard. I want you to know about the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass.
Thank you, John. Don't forget, a Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show is less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for the year's subscription. And now, with a new year subscription or a new renewal of your year's subscription, you get four legacy shot glasses from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. These are the legacy shot glasses, okay?
What's that mean?
I don't know. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online, other than porn.
I blew you, you... Ow!
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's where we are tonight. And guess what's coming up on the 20th of April? That's right, it's Tedster. It's Ted's time for Tedster the Ted Egg, the Ted Head. Yes, indeed. We want to put our meat directly into your mouth, but I can tell you we don't mean anything crude by that. We don't mean anything. We don't mean anything rude by that. What we mean is we want to take our Ted's of Beverly Hills. Are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here. I thought you were doing the pitch.
Well, I am, but it's just everything's. I felt usually you jump in and start. Anyway, come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. Get yourself a Ted at Ted's of Beverly Hills. You'll love it to death. You'll love it no end. And while you're at Ted's of Beverly Hills on Tedster, bring the kids between noon and 12:15. They'll be hunting up the Ted Head. These are eggs with my head, my face on them, okay? And then we ask you at 12:15, just get the kids out of there. It's Tedster, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Okay. Okay, Ted, thank you. It's Tedster on the 20th, right?
That's right. Don't sound so excited, Phil, whatever you do.
Well, one of the problems we're having, Ted...
And who is speaking?
You know full well who it is.
I know, but you guys come at me one, two, Phil. It feels like I'm getting gang groped or something.
Hey, Ted, listen. You know what the issue is here, and I hate to bring it up.
This is paid time for me. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I understand. If you want, I won't.
Paid time?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So anyway, bring the kids down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for Tedster. That's Easter. If you want to call it Easter, we call it Tedster around here. If you want to call it an Easter egg, go ahead. We call it a Ted Head. Have the kids hunt up those Ted Heads, and as many as they find by 12:15, good for them.
And they get to keep the eggs?
Keep the what?
Keep the Ted Heads?
Well, no, they don't get to keep them because those are hand-painted. Oh, my God, Phil. I love you. Those are hand-painted, okay?
Well, how old are those Ted Heads?
How old?
Yeah, if you say that the kids don't get to keep them.
Probably about 3-4 years old.
Oh, Jesus. Are you kidding me?
What's the problem with you people?
You got, what, 3-year-old eggs? Ah, Jesus.
Oh, big deal. They're not eating them. Yes, they smell, but they are hand-painted. Phil, it's Rudy. I'm sorry. Ted is, I don't know what's going on with him. Ted's worried again. There's going to be another Tedster. He's got kids crawling through here.
You know, Ted's a guy that needs to relax, man, because every freaking holiday is a bust out for him.
Let me the phone. What do you mean every holiday is a bust out?
I mean, every damn holiday that you are on with us, you got a problem with this, a problem with that. Now you have Tedster, and now I find out for the first time that these Ted eggs that the kids are hunting up.
Ted heads, Phil, not Ted eggs. Ted heads.
All right, the Ted heads. Are hand-painted.
They were hand-painted by Mary Garcia Habananda, Phil. You've ever heard of her?
I've heard of her. She's a wonderful artist.
Yeah, okay. She hand-painted them.
All right, so she hand-painted them.
All right, what do you want me to give those away?
No, I don't want you to give them away, but 3-year-old eggs, man, they must stink to high heaven.
Yes, they stink. They stink like something I've ever seen. They probably smell like that guy, John Jerkerman, or whatever his name is.
His name's John Jerryman.
All right. They probably smell like him coming off a dance floor, but I'm telling you, you know, what we do is we don't let the kids keep them.
Do you give them something as a substitute?
Yeah, we give them candy, we give them chocolates, all that stuff. So they collect the Ted head. The kid with the most Ted heads gets the biggest Easter basket. It's got the big chocolate bunny and all that other stuff in it. And then we the kids, you know, take their Easter baskets.
Does every kid get an Easter basket?
Does every kid what?
Does every kid who shows up get an Easter basket?
Hold on for a minute. Joey, make sure every kid gets it.
So that's a big no.
I didn't think about it, okay? The kids are here.
The kids are there for 15 minutes, and then you shove them out.
Hey, what is this anyway, Phil? Every year you seem to be okay with it. Now this year?
No, it's just that every year you remind us of the fact that these children get 15 minutes.
Oh, the children. Oh, I see. Okay. Not kids, they're children.
Yes, children. The children get 15 minutes, and then you push them out the door with their basket of candy.
And there's something wrong with that?
Now I find out that not every kid was getting a basket.
No, not every kid was getting a basket. I don't get a basket. I don't. My wife, Marcy, doesn't get one. There's a lot of people who get candy baskets. Okay?
Ted, good luck with Tedster this year. I hope it goes off better than it has in years past.
Every year it's fine as long as we can get the kids out of here at 12:15 because this is an adult steakhouse, Phil, okay? Adult. And the fact is, if the kids hang around and they smell that steak cooking, suddenly I got a little kid walking up to me, and this has happened in the past, okay? You got a 5-foot, there's a 4-foot nothing kid looking up at you going, I'll take a steak sandwich, please. Am I supposed to tell him no?
So what do you say?
I say, yeah. What am I supposed to do?
So in other words, you don't want to serve kids there. You have the Ted.
I thought that having the Tedster and the Ted egg and having the kids in for 15 minutes would, you know, be enough. But now, and I don't know who's doing it, maybe their parents are putting them up to it. Now I have the kids walking up to me and saying, I had this kid walking to me last year and said, I'll take a steak sandwich and give me some of them finger potatoes, huh? And he's poking me and he's going, huh, yeah? And I'm talking to a guy that's 4 foot high and he's talking to me like he's Bugsy Siegel.
Ted, you know what? Get a better grip on your business.
What, my dick?
Sometimes I think he's just kidding.
I agree. Sometimes I think he is too.
I don't think he was kidding there, because he was complaining about that. He's got these little tiny kids walking up and saying, hey, you. Yeah, it certainly goes back to COVID. Well, I know during COVID, he didn't like the guys pulling up in their cars and saying, hey, you, go get me a... Yeah, he's got these kids now. They're like 7 years of age, and they're going, hey, you, I'll take a T-bone. Seriously. Yeah, seriously. When the kids get to come in there, and there's only like a few times a year, and this is one of them. Hey, kids, get to Ted's of Beverly Hills this Easter, man, or Tedster. And once you get your Easter basket, then walk up to him and say, hey, you, I'll take the tri-tip salad, please.
He'll never forgive you.
That's too bad for that. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Hey, listen, don't forget, if you get a brand new 1-year subscription to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, you get the Legacy Shot Glass. 4 of them, 4 Legacy Shot Glasses. Those are the original 2-ounce shot glasses. If you renew your 1-year subscription, you get 4 Legacy Shot Glasses. That's how cool we are.
We'd like to thank John Jerryman for being our special guest and his wonderful play, Rude and Green, coming up next month in Philadelphia.
Yes, and thank you very much, Ted, for the whatever it was that he. Yeah, thank you, Ted, for the Tedster and, I don't know.
Yeah, that's Ted.
Yeah, Ted.
Well, thanks very much, Phil. So thank you, Ted, for whatever. I forget what it is. Thank you.
All right. No, we do. We thank you for having Tedster and having the kids in.
Yeah, whatever.